Welcome to the art of going your own way. Why it matters. Why it matters. Well, what, Talgia? What matters? Why it matters that you wake up as soon as possible. Oh, yes. We're all at different parts on our journey. But I'm talking about waking up to beyond the woman thing. Oh, yeah, I post videos about funny shit about women, too, and I talk about them and their ills, but men have ills, too. It's time to wake up. So, as you can see here, I've posted a picture of my Class 3A body armor. God, I'd hate to get a gut shot, but I tell you, it'll protect the vitals. Still got to get a couple extra inserts for it. So, nice thing about this, it's got the Kevlar pretty much all the way around. And you throw in a few plates on the front and back. If you get nailed there by a high-powered rifle, then at least you got some ability to survive. It's sad that I've had to go out and buy body armor. But you know what's coming? If you don't think this is not coming, then a fool you are. The enemy, whoever it is, China, your next door neighbor, you live in a world full of evil. People stealing from people. Oh, it might not be the thug that breaks into your house. It might be the thug that hides behind the rule of law. For those of you that have gone through a divorce, you know that they hide behind the rule of law to rape you financially, to destroy your family, to take your children from you. And you know what? It's all with the willing help of your ex. Because they're not awake. They're materialistic beings. Oh, you sound like you're pretty damn materialistic with your car, with your body armor, with your precious metals, with all this and that, your food storage. No, I'm a realist. And the thing about it is, back in the day, boys and girls and gentlemen, it was not an easy life. It was a struggle for survival every day. You know, here's the thing about it for you younger guys that don't know this. It's not all been big cities. It's not been all this entertainment and the flash, you know, that there is. Video games and all this shit. No. It was growing up on farms. It was working the land. It was, you had to do this stuff in order to survive. No, that's not pissing. I'm watering my plants. But now, the thing about it is, we've allowed our spirit to be taken over for comfort. You know? Oh, just give me, it's just like in that movie Network. Just give me my steel-belted radials and my lamp and I'll be, and leave me alone. Now it's like, just give me my video games and the internet and leave me alone. Well, they're not going to leave you alone. They want to jab every single one of us and go into a technocracy. Yeah, I believe that's the technocratic society. You know, if you've seen all these videos where people are pushing off RFID waves now, people putting up RFID readers to their arms and getting numbers, the guy that can walk up to Bluetooth-enabled things and they turn on and want to authenticate with them, his phone, the magnetic shit sticking to people, magnets, people putting light bulbs up to their arms and they lighting up, people putting black light on and seeing the luciferase in these shots actually lighting up. There's no accountability for these vaccine makers. All these pimps and pushers out here that want you to take it. Because you know what? They have no souls. These people have sold themselves to the dark side. I don't know, gentlemen. I don't know what it is. We're going into, air quotes, a brave new world. And is it? Well, I'm going to retain my humanity as much as possible. I just watched a little snippet from Hammerhand where he was talking about the generosity of people. And yeah, I agree. Giving of your time, your knowledge, your experience, your opinions. But don't accept them to be all gratefully received. Do you think, I'm wondering, why do I do this? And it goes back to what I had said early on when I started making these videos. I want a mentor. Oh, I might not have all the right answers. I might not even, a lot of you might think, this guy's fucked in the head. Well, I tell you, I look at my life, and I look at the position I'm in. And I look at my ex and my kids, who I haven't talked to for a couple years now. Sad. It's sad, all this knowledge. Because I'm able to navigate this world pretty damn good. Oh, I still fall into snares and pitfalls here and there. But you got to be willing to learn. You got to be okay with making mistakes and getting back up again and doing it again without fucking people over. Am I a perfect person? No, I'm not. Have I fucked anybody over? Probably, but not on purpose. And if it was a fuck over, it was because it was more than I could give, and it wasn't theirs to take from me. So that would be the only reason why somebody would feel fucked over by me, that they had a false expectation of what they should get from me and what I'm willing to give. It's as simple as that. So nobody's going to make it happen except for you on the type of life you get to lead and live. You know, look at Jeff Bezos with his Phallus 1, right? His rocket ship that he just went up into orbit on. And, you know, Amazon pays their people shit. Oh my God, he's starting to sound like a commie in the collective commune and all this. No. Those people deserve more if they're doing a good job, and collectively they should get together and say, hey, we're not doing this shit job. But the problem is they didn't put in the effort to make themselves more valuable. They don't have to work those jobs. Bullshit, they don't have to work those jobs. They got to feed themselves. Well, that's why those shit jobs are there. So that you work it and you realize this is a shit job and I don't want to do it. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invest into myself and make myself worth more to employers, or I'm going to start my own business. And I'm going to do it to where I reap the rewards and the benefits. But that doesn't mean you have to be a prick and pay your people shit. I mean, you got one of the richest guys on the fucking planet, even after his divorce, which was probably a planned deal. They're probably still lovey-dovey. Who knows? I guess, overall, what I'm saying to you in this long-winded rant as I walk around kind of cleaning up my place, because I'm going to have a little company this weekend, a little boom chicka what, just enjoy life, and, you know, like I said, it's a shame that I have to go out and buy body armor. But I can afford to do it because I work mostly hard. I've kind of given up on the notion of giving my all for the company. I won't do that anymore because they'll just keep taking and taking and taking. You have to draw some lines in the sand, but you also have to be accommodating. Oh, you're just ranting on anything, aren't you? Yeah, I'm just giving you some thoughts as they come up here. I don't know, gentlemen. It's time. You know, did you see in Australia, New Zealand maybe it was, Australia, one of the health ladies out there was saying that you should not strike up conversations with anybody. You should keep to yourself. Yeah, that's because they don't want people talking about what their plans are. They're getting scared because there is a tipping point. And that tipping point is, we're going to win this. We're going to punish these people that have done this. And we're going to get back to the way it used to be, where you would shame people like this. See, the issue is, criminals have gained total control over the systems right now. So this is why I say, don't keep a lot of money in the bank. Keep your resources out. This is why I invested in that car, to have assets outside, because that car is going to be worth quite a bit of money when I get done, if the system's still up. If we can still get gasoline, you know, everything's a gamble you do in life, okay? Now, my intention is to hang on to that car for as long as I can and just enjoy it for as long as I can. I don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow, but I'm going to fight the good fight today. I'm going to say no to shit because that's what you got. No, the power of no. Well, that's about all I got to say right now. I know. Well, this was a worthless thing to listen to, was it? I don't know. Just conversation between me and you, talking about what are we going to do? Well, what are we collectively going to do maybe is not the full answer. It's what are you going to do individually? And the more people that choose the same path of making that individual choice will turn out making it to act collectively. Everything you do on this planet is free will choice, right? Oh, you can get coerced into doing things. But the ultimate decision that you make is your free will to make that decision. You could be facing... See, I learned this lesson going through my divorce. You want the pain to stop, so you acclimate. Well, that's not the right word. You basically acquiesce to the beating that you're taking and thinking, well, you know, I'm being beaten pretty bad, but I can go through this beating for a little bit longer. And then you acquiesce and you say, okay, I agree to your terms of surrender. And then now you're a fucking slave for however long you've signed on to be that indentured servant. And that is not just in divorce, people. That is in every single aspect of your life. When you acquiesce to unfavorable terms. This is why you need to be in a position of not having to acquiesce. And you know what? If you're ever in a position where you feel that what you're going to get is not of benefit to you and very detrimental, walk away from it. Hell no, I gots to go. I'm out of here. Go fuck yourself. If it can't be a win-win situation, walk away. Should be a win-win for everybody involved as much as possible. There should be a little give and take on both sides. But when it's so far overreaching, you know, isn't it funny how they want you vaccinated and you hear it all over the place. The vaccines are free. Just come in and get the jab. And then they entice you with burgers and beer and lottery drawings and all this shit. Nothing is free. Nothing is free. Well, I don't know. Could keep going on different subjects, but I just wanted to say hello. Let you know I'm out there. You know, that body armor was only about $300. Actually, it was less than that. Less than $300. And I looked at it and I go, you know what? I'm going to get it. And the reason why I decided on the 3A, I put up a video, I don't know, last week or whatever, talking about the body armor. And the guy talking about the 2, the 3, the 3A. The 3 will stop rifle bullets and stuff, but that's the hard plate. And then you got the 2, which will deal with like lower caliber shit, like 22 snub nose, 38s and stuff. And then you got the 3A, which can handle the higher powered pistols. It's true. I mean, if you're out there, you're going to be dealing with pistols more than likely a lot more than rifles being shot at you, depending on what the scenario is. Sad, sad, sad. There's going to come a day where I'm going to have to be sleeping in that. And you know what? I'm going to start tonight and get used to that. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. That fucker's actually going to be sleeping in his body armor. Okay. I'll neither confirm nor deny that I might do that. We'll have to find out. Stay tuned. Anyways, that's enough. You gentlemen have a great day. There is an art to going your own way. Peace.